Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
She's got great chat.
The hideaway is open tonight.
I looked at it or whatever.
You know, got quicksand. It's like the equivalent, but it's made out of dicks, 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 dicks.
It's banter. What do you think about Brexit?
What's that?
Does that mean we won't have any cheese?
Are you joking?
You are a liar, actress.
100% white type on paper.
She's got the chat.
Hello, and welcome to She's Got the Chat. I am Mara.
And I am Ari.
Okay, we've got our final.
I felt like I was watching a battle of good versus evil.
Literally.
Literally. And it was like multiple goods that were getting weeded out.
Yeah.
And then it was down to one good that had to overcome the evil. And I had no faith. I was like, evil's going to win because the world is fucked and shitty.
Yeah.
Men always get their way. But
yep.
You know what? Not today.
Not today. Ari, love wins.
Okay, but like I really was fooled and thought Justine might take the money.
No, totally. Yeah, they really faked us out with that one for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, obviously we simply can't wait to get into it. So
yes.
What reminders do we need to go over first?
Our normal reminders, we've got a Discord. The link for that's in our Instagram bio. We've got Australia, Love Island Australia recaps on our social media, TikTok and Reels. Don't forget to tag us in your Spotify and Apple Wrapped because that's coming up soon. And lastly, we will see you all again in the winter for All Stars. Unless there's a reunion, but I don't think there's going to be a reunion for this.
Oh, I really hope there is.
I would love that, but I'm assuming there's not. So we will all, I hope everyone, all of our listeners enjoy a beautiful winter and Thanksgiving holiday. And I'm honestly excited to see what All Stars does.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
This episode is coming at you on Indigenous Peoples Day.
I'm going to do my turkey gobble.
Great. So our last episode, Mara, was listened to in 198 cities. If you were our listener in Ottawa, Ontario, we beg of you to please share with a local friend. If you were our listener in Bolton, please share with a local friend. And finally, if you were our listener in Stoke-on-Trent, Curtis. Share with a local friend, okay, Curtis? Thank you, Curtis.
You've got other local friends for sure.
At least one.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, as always, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and follow us at She's Got the Chat wherever you can follow someone.
Amazing. All right, Ari, let's fucking do this.
Let's do it. Without further ado,
let's chat.
All right. So we start episode 18. We see Jack and Justine deciding to save Mitch and Zita. I was surprised about this, but
me too.
obviously they got them out immediately anyway.
Right.
And Maya asks if Ray wants to say anything. Ray is very upset. Yes.
Really upset.
We saw him already crying at the end of last episode before it was even revealed, when it was just kind of implied that him and Imani would be going home. This is, like, I believe the beginning of the end of Justine and Ray's legitimate, like, real-life friendship.
Yeah, so I actually did a live last night with Lauren.
I saw
that.
Believe
it or not. Yeah, so we were talking a little bit about that, and apparently Justine and Ray have been, like, seen at, like, events together, like, being friendly and other stuff like that. So I think that they're still friends. Okay. But,
well, what I have to say about the entire thing is that I blame Ray. I hate how he handles all of this. And Justine and Jack did what they should have done.
Absolutely. And I honestly think that Ray and Imani would have done the exact same thing if the shoe was on the other foot.
100% they would have.
Yeah.
100%.
It's so easy for Ray to say, I wouldn't have done that to you. But it's like, you weren't in the position. You don't know what you would have done.
Right. Exactly. And, oh, yeah, Jack swayed you. But it's like, well, but Imani could have swayed you. And we're very clear with you that they didn't trust her. And that is on you to choose to make that your long-term couple. Anyway,
absolutely.
I just fucking can't. The, like, pivot from him coming in being friends with Justine and Sally and then, like, being so full Team Johnny was, like, actually nauseating to me.
We will get to his speech later. I have feelings.
So Ray is still crying. He's like, that's crazy, bro. Justine, you can't even look at me. You left me high and dry for some gameplay shit, and I'm your friend. But it's like, Ray, the only reason you care about staying is because of the game, because you want to win the money.
Exactly.
I can't. Exactly. He says he's taking it personally, and Justine tries to justify her choice by saying she didn't trust Imani. Justine and Ray chat individually now. Ray is like, I never would have done that to you. Jack got in your head. Justine says it was not Jack and reiterates that Imani was going to take a shot at them, which is true.
True.
Imani basically confirms.
She does.
He's like, I never would have sent you home. You're my friend. And Justine ITMs that game-wise, it was the right decision. We see Eyal apologize to Ray and take some accountability for what happened, because he was a part of that conversation with Justine and Jack about saying that they would take them out if they had the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Jack pulls Ray and says that their friendship has been genuine. He apologizes and he ITMs that he got caught between thinking with emotions, logic, and morals. And everyone walks the dumped islanders out. Everyone says goodbye. Ray is still crying. Drama, drama, drama.
Drama. It is then morning in the villa. Everyone wakes up very upset. Jack tells Callum that he got too submerged in the game, but Eyal says that you need to move on. The game needed to be played. Johnny then tells Justine that it was super fucked up what she did, and then she walks away, as rightfully as she should. Sally and Justine then have a chat and they discuss Ray leaving. Justine still stands by her choice and they talk about how the energy in the villa is heavy right now. We then see a conversation between Deb and Callum. Deb says that this game is like Lord of the Flies. Callum is like, I have no idea what you're talking about. She explains to him that it's a book and she explains what it's about. And he says, you read books? And she's like, yep. He then tells her that she shit at apple bobbing and she smacks him in the face. This was like a little too aggro for me. Deb felt very annoyed at Callum and I was like, don't hurt him. Protect my man.
I know. I feel like Callum is so over the top into Deb.
Yeah.
And in her ITMs, I feel like she's into him too. But when they're together, I don't see it as much.
I feel like I didn't see it in this moment, but then later I saw it. There's a couple moments where I really saw it with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely did too. I just feel like it a lot in their interactions. I don't feel it as much necessarily coming from her. I think it's just kind of like a guard, a wall, you know, classic.
That's actually fair. Coming from her specifically, I get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack and Justine then chat. They didn't know how Ray was going to react to their decision. Jack says, morally and emotionally, it wasn't the right decision. But Justine says that this game makes you paranoid and brings up to Jack that he was coupled up with someone who didn't want to save her. Callum then gets a text. It is time for them to get their hands dirty and fight for their place in the finale.
So we now see the challenge that will be determining the semifinalists. And that challenge is called Tired Out. Each couple works together to build the biggest pile of tires that they can. So in round one, the girls are racing. You said this is an oil spill. I would call this a lube spill, like a goop spill. They're going to the middle, gathering all of the tires and then bringing them back to their stacks. And then in round two is the boys, and they are moving the tires from one stack to another, stealing from other people. There's also a red tire that whoever ends up with the red tire on their stack at the end is dumped immediately.
Right.
In round two, we see that they are all targeting Mitch and Zita, and it seems kind of like a foregone conclusion that Mitch and Zita will end with the red tire, which they do.
Yeah. That was fun to watch. Not that surprising to see what happened. Uh-huh. And Eyal puts it a good way in one of his ITMs. He's like, you know, what always happens in these games is one person gets targeted and then picked off. And that does seem to be the best strategy for getting somebody out and right. done with. Everyone has to kind of agree, all right, sucks to suck, you're out.
Exactly. And obviously there was just kind of an obvious answer here, given that Mitch and Zita were so new. So the other thing that comes out of this challenge is that whoever ends with the most tires overall is guaranteed a spot in the finale. And everyone else is vulnerable, except for, of course, the couple with the red tire, who is going to be dumped immediately. That couple ends up being, of course, Zita and Mitch. And the couple with the most tires, who ends up going straight to the finale, is Justine and Jack.
Wild.
The rest of the Islanders are vulnerable, and everyone says goodbye to Mitch and Zita.
It is then nighttime in the villa, and the couples are starting to question how the finale is going to be determined. Jack and Justine have a chat, and they say that they're proud of each other, and they feel like they've built up their trust with one another. They were both surprised at how well they connected early on. Deb and Callum then chat, and they talk about the challenge. She says that Callum did well, and he says teamwork makes the dream work. He says that if we don't make it to the final, I'm glad I've met you and had a connection that's more than a friend. Then he ITMs that he's already won, and then we see them kiss. This was a moment where I was like, he is so soft with her. Mm-hmm. And this is a side I don't think that we got to see of Callum in Love Island Australia.
No, seeing him with Deb makes me feel like we've never seen him with somebody that he's actually been into before.
Literally. It's crazy.
It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it.
I do too.
It's really cute. It's really fucking cute.
I know.
God, I hope they're still together.
I think they are.
Oh, they live so far away.
Yeah, well, I could see Callum moving to LA. I mean, him being like, I really want to, like, see how things go on the outside with you. Like, he's very much leading the charge of this relationship, and he has from the beginning. And I feel like usually he's not so clear about what he wants.
I agree.
Ooh!
Okay, so Sally and Eyal then talk about the challenge, and Sally says she feels really similar to him. They're both happy that they've met, and then they kiss. Johnny and Aurelia then chat, and Johnny says he's unsure of what's going to happen, but he ITMs that Aurelia is so kind-hearted and a genuine soul. Hope she knows you're having a baby.
I'm sure she doesn't.
It was literally all I could think about.
Me too.
It was all I could think about.
Me too. Me too. Me too. I hate him so much, Mara.
I hate him so much. He's awful. He can literally get fucked.
And everybody that stands behind him makes me hate him more, makes me hate all of them. Like, I was
seething. I have so much to say about that.
I know. Let's
go. Okay, no, it's fine. All right, so Maya Jama then enters the villa. The Islanders gather around the fire pit, and one couple will be leaving tonight. Maya then brings in all of our previous Islanders because they are going to be the ones to decide who stays and who goes.
All of our previous Islanders minus Megan.
Yes, minus Megan due to continued health issues. Yeah.
Pelvic inflammatory disease.
Right. So all the Islanders come in. They're looking pissed off as fuck. Mm-hmm. Maya reveals that they've all been watching the show and that they will vote and the couple with the fewest votes will be going home.
Okay, question.
Yes.
In the instance of Ray and Imani, did all these people actually watch all of it?
I guess Ray and Imani, there's no way they could have, obviously. I mean, Toby and Georgia and Curtis.
They're just watching like the not uncut footage, but like unfinished episodes.
Right. There must have been some sort of like footage that they had chopped together, essentially.
Right.
So that they could be caught up.
Wild.
I know. Crazy.
So it is episode 19 now. This is our finale episode. We find out that each ex-Islander will get one vote and the two couples with the most votes are in the final. Also love that this Fijian villa is reusing these heart platforms so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is how they did the sticker twist coupling ceremony for Love Island US.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Mike says that Callum was honest in his gameplay. Sully was sly. I will discuss because a lot of people are going to say this. And he, of course, votes for Johnny and Aurelia. Curtis says he's picking Callum and Deb because Callum is the realest guy in here. Thank you, Curtis. Correct decision. Carrington goes, this person is real, and votes for Johnny. And in this moment, I realize, oh, maybe this is why I hated Carrington. Because he sucks.
Yeah, he's got bad judgment.
Ugh. Georgia is like, I have a long friendship with this person, ends up voting for Ale and Sally, and then later clarifies that she is not standing there because of Sally. She's standing there because she wanted to do right by her friendship with Ale.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep holding my tongue until we get to the end of this.
Okay.
Lisa says that she feels like this couple is going to be able to win against Justine and Jack, and she does not think that Jack deserves to win. Gives Justine a little warning and picks Johnny and Aurelia. Guess what, Lisa? You're wrong.
You're wrong. Out of left field with that one.
I am not that surprised. She said, I think that this couple could beat Jack and Justine, I knew she was going to pick Johnny and Aurelia because people just think that Johnny is like can do anything.
It's because he talks with the confidence
of somebody that is
of a man.
Yes. The audacity, if you will.
Yes, the audacity indeed.
Tina votes for Callum and Deb, of course. Kira says that she feels like this couple gave it their all and votes for Ale and Sally. Steph votes for Johnny and Aurelia.
Of course.
Courtney says, I'm voting for one of my best friends and Callum is just lucky to be coupled up with her. I loved that.
Me too.
Votes for Deb and Callum.
Toby is up next. He says he hates actors and then calls Sally and Ayal actors and says, fuck you guys. Like, really aggressive.
Okay, what the fuck is happening?
I don't know. So he votes for Callum and Deb, and then all of the Islanders start to argue. That's when Georgia clarifies, like, I'm only standing here because of Ayal, not because of Sally. I don't think this is real. I don't know, like, what the fuck any of them watched. But it wasn't what we watched, I guess.
That's why I'm saying it's so weird that they showed them the show, because I'm like, as they're shooting it, like the benefit of them having time to edit the show is that they can put together storylines based on what happened the entire season. So it's just strange that they would bring these Islanders in with like opinions of the narrative that are not their final narrative.
Right, right. Obviously the answer that everybody gives is that Toby leaves the villa. Sally is crying when he leaves the villa. And then soon after is with Ayal, happy and kissing him. And I just want to say, human emotions have range. You are capable of feeling sad 1 minute and happy the next.
And do you know who else was feeling sad 1 minute and then happy making out with someone else the next minute? Toby.
Toby, literally, yeah.
Like, they were very clearly not together when he left. She was like, I'm so happy you found Georgia. Like, they talked about how things went wrong between them. They both were like, I always will have love for you. She reiterated that what she felt for him was real. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Either they saw some, like, ITM that Sally was showing doubt or something like that we did not get to see, I feel like they might be like focusing too much on the wrong things. Because here's what I imagine. They have all been stuck in hotel rooms since they left the villa. So for a week or more, and have just been like circle jerking with each other about the show. So they're all bitter and they're all amped up and they're all causing drama for the sake of drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my take.
I mean, appears to be a good take.
Mitch then votes and he votes for Callum and Deb. Scott then votes for Johnny and Aurelia. Zeta then goes, she tells Justine to take the money if she has a chance and votes for Deb and Callum. Another warning for Jack.
Also feel like we haven't seen that shit.
No, definitely not.
This is a narrative though, like from watching this season, I know that people have walked away being like, I feel like Jack is not being genuine with Justine. I personally don't get it.
I don't get it at all. I feel like he's been nothing but genuine with her.
I could not agree more.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense to me. Liberty then votes. She says she's going to be voting for this person because they are loyal, honest, upfront, and they had her back the whole time. She votes for Callum and Deb, but in the midst, fakes out voting for Johnny, which was hilarious.
Hilarious.
Jess then goes. She says that she's been holding back.
Has she?
Right. Johnny's eyes go full wide. As wide as they possibly can go. She says she has the ick seeing him in the top four. Same.
Literally same. She's like, honestly, it gives me the ick. And I was like, I could not agree with you more, Jess.
Jess tells Aurelia to run and then votes for Callum and Deb. Good choice, Jess.
It was the best of all of the speeches.
It was so good. Ray then goes. He says he's dressed in red because he's coming for blood. All right, Ray, settle. He calls Justine and Jack the biggest manipulators of the game and then votes for Johnny and Aurelia because Johnny is loyal.
Mm-hmm.
He's loyal to men. He's not loyal to women.
Right. And also, don't you remember when Johnny came in and stole Ray's girl?
Right. Immediately. First thing that happened.
This says so much about Ray to me.
It really does. I agree. He handled this very poorly.
Horribly, like actually ruined his entire season of play in these last two episodes.
I completely agree.
This one specifically, he could have had last episode be how it was and then came back and been like, wow, you know, emotions were high last night. I'm putting, you know, I hope that Jack and Justine win. You're still my girl, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He could have saved it, but he ruined it more.
No, totally. It's the misogyny for me. It's all of the men standing behind Johnny.
Exactly. 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 And saying it's because he's such a loyal, good person. It's like, have you watched the show?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? It was all men except for Lisa.
Right.
And
which was bizarre.
Yeah. And it just felt like Ray doing this, saying he's loyal, basically, first of all, implies that he doesn't give a fuck about women's feelings and women being treated well.
Mm-hmm.
But also the fact that he's willing to forgive Johnny for what Johnny did. I mean, I know the thing with Justine is more recent, but it's like they're both plays. And the 100%. Thing that Johnny did was like directed at Ray. He stole your partner. The thing that Jack and Justine did was just like objectively the smartest decision for themselves as a couple.
It was, absolutely. Absolutely.
It just is like insane to me that like he's holding that against Justine and like throwing his weight behind Johnny, like in opposition to her. It's repulsive.
It is repulsive. I completely agree. I hated seeing this and I was just like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so pissed off. Imani goes last. She says she called it. They were snaked. She says she's voting for this couple.
She said they played the game that I would have played. But it's like, what do you mean you were in playing the game?
The game.
And you didn't play that game.
She wishes she was as good at playing the game.
They played the game I wish I had played. Yeah, that's what you should have said, girl. She's like, they played the game that I would have played if this opportunity hadn't been taken away from me. It's like when you were done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bumped at the very end of the season?
Right.
I don't like her. It sucks.
I know. It was not cute.
She shouldn't have gone on the show. She should have just like remained mysterious and hot and unknown from US and just left it at that, because I can't imagine it's going to work out between her and Ray. So what did she really get out of this?
Oh, by the way, Imani and Ray do not follow each other on Instagram.
See?
Yeah. So that ended. So Imani votes for Callum and Deb.
Yeah. So our final votes, Johnny and Aurelia have 6. Again, 5 disgusting men and Lisa. Deb and Callum have 9. Fuck yeah, Deb and Callum.
Yeah.
Sally and Ayal have 2 and they will be leaving the villa. And I like to think if Megan was there, she would have also voted for Deb and Callum.
I think so, probably, yeah.
Or Sally and Ayal, but I feel like Deb and Callum.
Mm-hmm.
Ayal says that he just was trying to do what was right the whole time. He's like, I had a great time. Sally says that she feels the same way and has no bad blood. Maya then asks Justine if she wants to respond to any of the comments that were made. And she takes the opportunity to, again, apologize to Ray for last night. Jack says that that vote for Ray was the most difficult thing, but it wasn't anything personal.
Mm-hmm.
The winning Islanders make little speeches being like, well, thanks. I loved Deb and Callum's speech. Callum is like, everyone knows that I'm not good with words. And then like says something hilarious because he's amazing with words.
Yeah.
He's like a craftsman of words. Bosh.
I used that toward my friends the other day. Bish, bash, bosh. I said that.
Gabe was like, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know how to, it just is.
I think it's like a bam, bow.
I know.
That kind of thing.
And yeah, Deb is like, I don't know how I ended up here.
She got lucky.
And then all of the other Islanders leave. And then the final couple say goodbye to Sally and Ayal and they leave. And in the morning time, Deb gets a text and is alerted that they will be having their final brunch in couples. I thought this was so weird. They were in like formal dresses for the brunch.
Yeah, that was strange.
I was like, why did the producers tell them to do that?
I think it was kind of like an homage to the final dates.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But they also, yeah, it was like a combination of the final brunch and the final dates, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Deb and Callum are chatting. This is where he says that he really wants to spend time with her in real life. They decide they do want to see what happens and that it's worth seeing where it goes. Deb ITMs that she feels accepted fully for who she is.
That was really cute.
Ah!
I know. That's when I texted you, when I was like, they're so well suited for each other.
Deb loved seeing how many people backed Callum and respected the way he had played the game. And she was excited to find somebody who was excited for her to be there. Callum says that Jack and Justine are their biggest competition. And we now see Johnny and Aurelia chat. He's like, this isn't some frivolous attraction. I feel different for you. He goes, I've kissed a lot of girls in here. Like a lot of girls. Like a lot of girls. I even have a pregnant girl back home. But I didn't feel the way I feel when I kiss you about any of them.
Fuck.
Ugh.
Aurelia says that she really appreciates him, and Johnny is very clearly ramping up competitively, says he really wants to win, and he's like, we're gonna do it, we're gonna win. And Aurelia's like, I have a good feeling. Justine ITMs that things didn't go as she planned. She wanted to come in and sample the buffet, and instead she coupled up with Jack at the very beginning and wrote it out with him, but it was exactly how it was supposed to go, and it surprised her in the best way. She says that she didn't like people trying to say that Jack wasn't for real last night, and Justine wants to win to prove people wrong. And I thought that this was a great play on her part, because she could have been like, oh, like, what do these people see that I haven't seen because they watched the footage? It's very much like the truth box in Bachelor in Paradise, where Mercedes, I think, was like, oh, this, these people, you know, who are warning me about the guy I'm dating is obviously just like a benevolent friend that has my best interests at heart. Right. Yeah. She could have gone down that path, but she's like, no, I'm going to back my man and figure it out later.
That's a great point, Ari. Yeah, she made a great play by just backing Jack and not trusting anything anyone else had to say.
Yeah.
It's very smart. Also, did you notice the giant cruise ship horn that was playing during the background of there?
I did not know.
That's crazy. It was like, like the whole time. Johnny then gets a text. It is time to face off in the final challenges in a mega duel.
Mega duel.
Mega duel. So, cutting to the mega duel, Maya brings out our final couples. She says the first challenge, the Islanders will have to knock each other off the balance beam. We are familiar with this challenge.
They couldn't have come up with something new.
Right. I guess it's fine that they reused some of it, but it is what it is.
You have to get to the end and press a button.
Yes.
Do you remember exactly how that was presented?
What do you mean?
I thought that they had to, like, walk to the end and press the button. And Johnny kept, like, falling off and, like, jumping and, like, pressing the button in midair. Yeah. And I felt personally that he should have been disqualified.
I kind of agree. If he's falling off and, like, just barely hitting the button, that feels like a draw.
Right. It feels like it when confusing. They both fall off and the round doesn't count.
Right.
Like, no, exactly. You walk to the end and hit the fucking button, Johnny.
Right. I guess the most important thing was hitting the button. So, yeah, it's kind of dumb. There's going to be 6 battles in total, and the couple with the least amount of battles will be eliminated. And the girls go first. Between Justine and Aurelia, our winner was Justine. Between Deb versus Aurelia, our winner is Aurelia. Between Justine and Deb, our winner is Justine. So at this point, Justine and Jack have 2 points. Johnny and Aurelia have 1. Deb and Callum have 0 points. Mm-hmm. The boys then go. In the fight between Callum and Jack, Callum wins. In the fight between Johnny and Jack, Johnny wins. And in the fight between Callum and Johnny, Johnny wins. So Aurelia and Johnny won 3 battles. Justine and Jack won 2. Callum and Deb only won 1. Only won 1. So Callum and Deb are out. This killed me. I was cheering so hard for them. I got text from Lucas. Lucas was like, are you okay? What's going on? You're screaming again.
So you failed to mention that during these battles, Johnny pretends to get hurt.
Yeah. Do you think he pretended or he did get hurt?
Gabe thinks he got a cramp. Because like he was literally fine. He was walking fine. But he was like, he was like being so dramatic about it, and then like even Jack was ITMing like, you know, props to Johnny, like it took a lot to get through that. But it's like, if you were really hurt, like you wouldn't have beat Callum.
I agree. The second he got hurt, quote unquote hurt, I was like, oh, Callum's gonna win.
Yeah, I know.
And then he fucking didn't. I was like, what the fuck?
But also, I didn't think that Callum was gonna win, because if Callum had won, it would have been 2-2-2-2.
Oh, true. That's a good point. And they would have had to figure out
a tiebreaker that. Of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did kind of think that Johnny was going to win, because I just kind of think that this whole show is a little bit
rigged.
A little bit. Not totally. So it is now time for the final mega duel. It is morning time. This is correct. My sense of this was that they just like sent them all off to sleep and then come back in the same clothes the next day.
Okay.
But very weird.
It was weird. She kept talking about how it was a long night, a very long night.
Because there were so many balance beam duels.
maybe the production of it took a long time to get set up. Maybe they got started late. Maybe it did take longer.
I don't know. It was weird.
It was weird. And I was like, is this like The Bachelor where they do the rose ceremony until the morning?
No, they weren't dueling all night.
You don't think so? I kind of wonder if they were. I guess they weren't. I don't know. I'm not so. Ruling it out.
Okay. Well, I mean, it would maybe explain what happens to Jack.
Right. That is the biggest reason why I thought that they might have
Okay,
been.
Maybe they were dueling all night.
That seems fucked up.
I know. We forgot to mention as well that all of the Islanders are there for both of these final mega duels. All of the Islanders and ex-Islanders, except Megan Barton Hansen.
Yes.
There are 30 bags with money values, and the higher money value bags are bigger and therefore heavier. Mm-hmm. They basically have to fight to take the bags to their zones and then battle to take the other bags from the other couple out of their zone, put it into their zone. And the battle will last for 5 minutes, and whoever has the most money in their zone at the end wins. This feels just like the tire challenge.
It was very similar.
The creativity could be – it's the challenges, it could be better.
It could be better. It's going to get workshopped. They're going to improve.
I hope they do it again.
I didn't hate this.
Yeah.
It was okay. I enjoyed watching it.
I didn't hate this either, but I'm just like, well, if you're going to do this, they should have done something different for the tire one.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically we see them doing this. Justine and Jack start off with a bunch. Johnny starts just throwing the bags over to his side. And Aurelia is like just sitting on their side with two big ones.
Right.
And we see during this as well, Ray, who else? Definitely like some other guys. I think Mike Carrington, like screaming like Aurelia Holt, like obviously so invested in Johnny and Aurelia winning.
Right.
Jack is like wrestling Johnny at the end. At one point, Jack like drags the bags that Aurelia is holding over to their side, and with Aurelia just like dangling onto them.
Literally, yeah. Holding on for dear life.
It does look pretty even at the end. I definitely couldn't tell before the announcement was made who had won.
I was really worried Johnny and Aurelia had won because they had two big $10,000 ones on their side.
I wasn't even looking at what they had on their side. I mean, I was, you know, vaguely to be like, it looks like they have similar amounts. But I was really, really focused on the deeper meaning. Like, I was like, I know Johnny is going to win because I just know that that's how the fucking world works. Like, he came in fucking non-consensually kissing his ex-girlfriend. He's been the most toxic player in the villa every single week, and he's just gonna fucking win because all these dudes back him and think he's great. Like, of course that's what's gonna happen.
Right.
So at the end we see Jack collapse and he's saying he can't breathe, and then we see this like weird montage of him getting some medical attention, and he keeps saying, Justine, did we win? And she's like, don't think about that, it's fine.
But you need to live.
Yeah. So we now have our winners announced. And our winners are, of course, Justine and Jack. Thank God.
Yay! Thank God. I was sitting there and I was like, oh my God, Johnny's going to get the money for the baby. He's going to get the fucking baby money. I was dying.
I was like, if Johnny and Aurelia win, the only way that I'm going to be okay with it is if Aurelia takes all the money. But I know for a fact that she wasn't going to do that. Mm-hmm. And now also seeing how it was decided, I think that the Islanders probably would have voted to give Johnny all the money.
That's probably true.
I'm just so glad that we didn't have to go down that road.
Oh my God. Same.
Thank you, Jack and Justine, for saving us.
Thank fucking God.
So we're doing the money thing. Maya is like, okay, so everyone, you're going to come vote for who you think deserves to win the money. This is like their more gameplay version of the envelope structure. Mm-hmm. We have definitely most people picking Justine and standing behind her. We see a really, really hard decision for Ray. He's like standing there for a long time, like,
who am I going to go with?
He has to choose one of them and then ends up choosing Justine. And it's like, ugh, fuck off, Ray.
Yeah, fuck off.
So Justine wins the $100,000. She pauses for a very long time. She says that she would not be here without Jack, but that she's also been done dirty in the past at Caleb.
Yes.
Did they split the money? Probably. I mean, they always do.
They split the money. Yeah.
Right. Definitely. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's like looking back on that.
Maybe I shouldn't have.
Maybe I should have just taken all the money. Yeah.
Right.
I would feel that way if I was in that position and then we broke up later and they were like really shitty. I'd be like, ew, you have $50,000 that I could have had? Disgusting.
Exactly. Ew, that was my money.
It gives me the ick, like Johnny being in the top four.
Exactly. Being a fucking second place. That gives me the ick.
Whatever. I mean, I love that he goes like, you deserve it just as much as we do before they win. Like, oh, I'll respect the results. And then he's obviously so butthurt when they lose. He's
so sad. I love to
so
see
satisfying.
It.
So satisfying.
No, I totally agree. It was great to see him lose.
Yeah. We have some of the girls behind Justine being like, just do it. Take the money, Kira. But of course, she feels like her connection is real this time and she splits the money with Jack.
We did it. Two quick episodes. So let's do our awards.
Okay.
All right. Who was your MVP of the season?
I don't know, Mara. What a tough question. I know.
Could it be the person who got it week after week?
My MVP of the season is Johnny.
Stop. Shut the fuck up.
My MVP of the season was Callum, obviously. Fall more in love with him every time I see him.
I am probably the biggest personality when it comes to joking and banter and all the rest of it. And then obviously Deb coming in, she's the exact same as me. So they're not going to take it seriously. And they're not going to know what's coming. You know, we're going to sweep the rug from right underneath their feet without them even realizing. But before you know it, we're cashed up with 100 grand. Bosh.
I'm going to send it.
Cashed up on the ground. Bosh.
No, we're cashed up with 100 grand.
Cashed up with 100 grand.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm going to send it to you because it's like his face at the end.
Bosh.
Please come on the podcast. I love him. Who is your MVP of the season?
My MVP for his honesty plays, for his TTH, true to himself play, Callum, obviously. A king.
A king.
A king.
Who was your most toxic Islander of the season?
Okay, obviously it was Johnny. Because if you're going to fuck over all of the women, make sure you've got all of the men to back you. I hate him.
I hate him. I feel it in my body how much I hate him.
Deep in my body, yeah.
Deep.
Yeah. Who was your most toxic Islander, Ari?
Also Johnny.
Amazing.
Obviously.
No shock there.
Speaking of shock.
Speaking of shock, what was your most shocking moment of the season?
So my most shocking moment of the season was still Johnny kissing Sally when he came in. Yeah. I still don't understand that decision. I know that I gave him a little bit of credit when we initially recapped those episodes. I now take all of that back. I'm sure that he was on board with this plan because it just seems like the kind of fucked up thing that he would want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about you?
The most shocking moment of the season, actually for me, I think was Mara calling out Ayal and Megan. That was like a juicy moment.
Mm.
And I was shocked to see them do it in the midst of a challenge. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that wasn't something we've ever really seen too much before.
We talked about it during those episodes. Mara and Ariana brought the drama.
They did.
And it was so clear how much they loved it. All right, what was your LOL moment of the season?
I think it's going to be the trivia challenge. And I also realized we didn't mention this when we talked about that moment, but another hilarious part of that moment was when Callum says Albert Feinstein instead of Albert Einstein.
Oh.
It's great. What was your LOL moment of the season?
I think it was tits kind-hearted.
Yes, tits. That's a solid, solid option. Solid.
Like him saying tits is one thing, but then her being like, I thought he'd say kind-hearted. I can't.
Her calcium cannons. I know. Cannot lie.
That was definitely a close second for me.
All right, I wanted to add one more award.
Okay.
What was your biggest error of the season?
My biggest error of the season is Imani's lack of friendship play with the other Islanders. That's yours.
Exactly what I said. Yes. Go ahead. Talk more. Say more.
So I meant to bring this up last episode, but I didn't. So I'll bring it up now. I pushed back our recording last episode because I was like, I need to watch Unseen Bits. I wanted to watch Unseen Bits because I wanted to see if Imani was in any of the friend, funny, whatever moments that they put in that show. Mm-hmm. She simply was not. Like, yeah. She was in the, they did a like beach hut battle where they do, I've told you about this before, the Americans in this case were trying to guess Australian slang and the Australians were trying to guess US slang. She was in that. I think that was literally the only time that she was in the show. Mm. And it is huge. It's huge. And again, I'm like, I'm surprised it didn't stick out to me until it started to implode more because she did seem like a really strong player. And I think, you know, to be fair to her, it definitely gave her a target on her back, like we've said, to be the power couple so much in the beginning of the season. And it would have taken some kind of tricky game playing maneuvers to get herself out of that position. But I think she just made it significantly worse for herself. And yeah, her lack of friendship in the villa was the final nail in the coffin of her and Ray.
I agree. I also sort of wonder what it would be like if she and Ray had not gotten power couple so many times and were in fact actually vulnerable more often. Mm-hmm. Would they have been out a lot sooner?
I don't know.
You know, as like a weak link, let's get him out of here.
We'll never know.
I know. But yes, my biggest error was also Imani's lack of alliances, especially with her having been in a power couple a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is everything, guys. You guys are getting a little bit of a shorter, sweeter episode from us. But that was a wonderful little recap.
I know. I mean, if you want to listen to it again to hear me screaming about how much I hate Johnny and take up some more of your Thanksgiving day, you are always more than welcome to listen on both Apple and Spotify.
We would love that. Also, if you guys haven't yet reviewed us in the past on Apple and or Spotify, ideally Apple, then please, 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 please do that because it is really important for us in getting our name out there, getting us in charts. The more we're in the charts, the more people will listen. And then the more people you can talk to about this podcast, which is kind of like the fun of it all anyway.
Yeah. And the higher the likelihood of Callum coming on the podcast. So
correct.
Do it for Callum.
Yeah. Do it for us and Callum. Yeah.
What a gift. That is the only word.
I also need everyone to like just go flood his comments and be like, go on, she's got the chat.
Ooh.
Tag us. Go flood it.
Ooh.
And then that helps.
All right. Okay. I feel like he's coming on the pod. I feel it. So you guys have
We're
to
manifesting.
Help us manifest. Mara, I feel like there's really only one way to end this episode.
How?
Bish, bash, bosh.
Oh, I was going to say, is it bish, bash, bosh? Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay,
ready?
3, 2, 1.
Bish, bash, bosh. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to chat next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.